If anything is certain from the past few weeks of political drama in California, it's the uncertainty of politics. That's true at the national level as well. Take President Bush. Not long ago, his approval ratings were at record high levels, but according to a CNN USA Today poll released yesterday, his job approval ratings have slipped to 50%, a drop of about 10 points in the past month. Joining me now to talk about what's ailing the president is Fred Barnes, executive editor of the Weekly Standard in Washington. Welcome, Fred.
Thank you.
It seems that the president is getting hit both in the foreign and the domestic field. Lots of trouble on Iraq and on the economy, and now a decision by OPEC, in effect, to raise prices, lower its production. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think it's, at best for the president, it's the third-year slump that other presidents have had. Bill Clinton had one, Ronald Reagan had one, Richard Nixon had one. And presidents often recover from those, but not automatically. I believe the thing that's hurt the president the most is not the economy, which is improving, but it's the pounding day-to-day from Democrats and others about Iraq and the unstable situation that remains in part of Iraq.
Do you think that the president and his people are handling that pounding? Do they have a plan to handle that pounding?
Well, they have a plan, but parts of it are severely squeezed. American troops in large numbers need to be rotated back to the United States, and the president doesn't seem to be able to attract many foreign troops. He certainly didn't at the UN when he was there this week, and others have not come forward, and a UN resolution sort of endorsing the occupation of Iraq probably won't bring any others, so he's probably going to have to call up more members of the National Guard and the Reserve, which has political implications.
So is this the thing that you think the American public is noticing right now about President Bush and the Iraq policy?
Absolutely. It's not the economy. The way the press is, normally it covers the bad news rather than the good news. The economy is improving rather dramatically. We'll probably have very strong growth, 5 or 6% in the third and fourth quarters of this year, but it's Iraq that is the big news. And while I personally believe that things are going better than the press indicates, there's still Americans are being killed. One of the members of the Iraq Governing Council was assassinated. And that's the news coming out of Iraq. Trouble, instability, Americans being killed, electricity not completely up yet, nor water, the oil pipeline being sabotaged. It's been a real barrage of bad news.
What's the way out, do you think?
Well, the way out is for the president, I think, to stay the course and win the peace in Iraq. He's not going to win it as swiftly as he won the war, but he's got to stick to it. He may get more troops. He can get some help from the Germans in training out Iraqi police. I suspect we won't see for sure a great turn in the right direction until an Iraqi army and many more Iraqi police have been deployed.
And do you think that
may be, 6 or 9 months?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do you think that can happen soon enough to affect President Bush's prospects next year during the campaign?
Well, I think he has to be in a situation where there is a tangible improvement in Iraq a year from now. If not, it's going to be a tough situation for the president, even with a strong economy. It doesn't mean he would automatically lose, but it means his race for reelection will be a lot tougher. And I mean tangible improvements, fewer Americans being killed, fewer needed in Iraq. Right now we have 144,000 American troops in Iraq. That number will have to be substantially reduced a year from now, or the president will have a lot of explaining to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Fred Barnes is the executive editor of the Weekly Standard.